This is a weird philosophical one, and I don't know if it's like a 10-second episode or a 4-hour discussion. Hopefully it's about 12 to 14 minutes, but we'll see. Do you think the cricket has, compared to other sports, a higher percentage of hardcore fans, but a lower percentage of casual fans?
Oh, great one.
It's a difficult question because
There's no right answer.
I would say yes.
I would have to know more about the viewership of other sports.
Yeah. But the sports that you do know.
So US sports, I think we take out of this because it's one country, or do we keep it
well,
in?
Well, I would keep America in. I think American sports, one of their big skills is casual fans.
Yes.
Because you can wander down for a bit at the ballpark, right? And you can take in 2 hours of baseball.
Outside of ice hockey, I would say all of their sports are, I don't know if they're set up for casual fans, but they are. I would say they're set up.
The thing about US sports is they play a million games a season.
But like, Jared, like from cricket perspective also, now, 2 years back, if I trace back my journey, I used to think that I'm a hardcore cricket fan, but my understanding of the game was not even 10% of what I have now.
You were a hardcore cricket fan.
So like, just imagine, even in cricket also, I would say a surface level fan would even never get to know that how many layers of information and all those things are there in cricket.
So in my opinion, the reason why cricket is the best game is because of the variables that you have in cricket, which other sports do not have. Because you could be 100 for none at lunch and it's the easiest thing ever, and then the clouds come down and it's impossible.
Yep.
Right? You can't do that in any other sport. You can't plan for it.
Ball gets off, the ball gets hard, the ball gets replaced.
It spins, it doesn't spin. It reverse swings, it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. So cricket has mad variables. Football, I've never heard anybody ask the question, what pitch are they playing on? Like, do you know what I mean? You're playing on the same thing. Tennis is just, once you've got the serve percentage of both the players, you can press a button and all the odds for everything generate themselves, right?
It's funny you bring that up because Rakshit was asking me the other day and I said I found tennis to play quite boring and to watch. And I said, because it's basically hitting it back. And he's like, but cricket is just hitting a ball. And I said, but it's not, is it? Because there's the chess element of the field. And then there's it's one of the reasons that Wimbledon is probably the only one I'm interested in is because the court decays.
Mm. Right. They did do one where they played, Federer played Nadal half grass, half clay. They tried that. They should do more of that stuff. Anyway, what do the fans do and are they casual or not? So football is the biggest sport in England and in many countries. And they have fervent season ticket holding, nutters who genuinely their week is affected whether their team wins or loses. Now, cricket doesn't have that at all in England.
No.
Not at all.
But I would say in general, cricket doesn't have that. That for whatever reason, that seems to be a football code thing because the NFL has it, right? But basketball and baseball don't have it in America as well. There's something about football codes and that the short amount of time and the...
But I would disagree on that because now IPL also has it. I think it is more to do with the hyper-local element of the sports, I would say.
I don't think you get that many international or IPL fans whose week is ruined because their team has lost their game. You have to understand that what he's talking about, and I've lived it in Aussie rules football and in soccer, people don't recover for the whole week because their team has lost. That isn't really a part of cricket culture in the same way. It never has been. So the hardcore fans we have are different to football hardcore fans, which I think is a very fair thing to say.
Yeah, but because with IPL, I think the games are happening so frequently in those 2 months, I think it will never be the case that you're not kind of playing again in that whole week. So
But even if you do, I just think that there's an emotional charge with football competitions that you don't get with cricket. And I don't know how to explain it, but
I think rivalries play a part here.
There's a possibility.
Hey? Rivalries play a part here.
Rivalry also, and also the kind of sports.
Football is a tribal sport.
Yeah.
And you attach yourself to your tribe, and you're not meant to deviate from your tribe. You stay where you are. No matter how crap they get, you stay with your... And then the next town over is the other tribe. They're your sworn enemies, and you're brought up to hate certain teams. If you're Tottenham, you hate Arsenal. If you're Celtic, you hate Rangers.
All fine, right? But have you met the countries India and Pakistan?
No. I've met the countries, but I've also met Gujarat and Rajasthan. And there's no massive rivalries in there. I met Mumbai, Chennai had a bit of a thing, but there's no like, oh, here's the
that might
match.
Grow, but I
yeah, but exactly.
There's no local
the
derbies,
line,
is there?
But I think your point is correct, but I also think there is an emotional output of something to do with I would probably put rugby, football, Aussie rules football, Gaelic football, whatever, you know, those sorts. There's something about that sport where it's constantly moving and
exactly,
the ball's always
what I'm
in
saying.
Play.
Because it's a continuous sport.
To you, the way that you have to watch it.
True.
So cricket naturally gives you a chance to reflect.
Yes,
and to take
it's a
second.
Discrete sports. You get that's the exact point I was also trying to come back to.
I mean, the American football is the one that should be more like cricket, but is more like the others. So I can't fully explain that one, but I do think there's something about that operatic thing.
That's true.
You're right. The tribal thing plays a big part. I think, though, you are thinking about that from an English point of view. If you're Australian, the Australian cricket team being very good is very important for your identity and has been for about 80 years.
But they,
subcontinent even more so of recent times.
The Aussies also, if Australia are crap, nobody pretends to be or everyone pretends not to be a cricket fan.
That also happens.
When I was there for the time where we
stuffed. That doesn't happen
Australia.
If you're a Spurs fan, does it?
No, exactly. So when we stuffed Australia in Australia, not a single Australian I spoke to, cab driver, barman, you know, people that you meet out and about, don't watch the cricket, mate. Not for me, mate. No. I like Aussie rules. And then you go over there when they're beating us 5-0 and the cab driver's getting four of his mates to tell you how shit England are at cricket and how good Australia are, right? They're a different type of fan.
I think Australia is where cricket has its highest percentage of casual fans.
Mm.
Yeah, because they're...
It's a good option.
They're fair weather fans.
Because they're only fans for 2 months anyway, right?
Exactly,
it's actually,
because of the structure of the sports.
It's kind of hard to be like me or a Dan Bretik type cricket fan because the rest of the year you don't get a lot of stuff.
And also on average, an Australian would play three different sports, right? So
That's also another very fair thing. And so when Australia's being bad at cricket, maybe, you know, the basketball team or the football team or the hockey team, rugby league. I mean, we have a whole version of rugby that we're good at because we're not as good at the other rugby.
Yeah.
So all these things do change. But I think there are a lot of people who follow football tribally who aren't really hardcore football fans. Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Well, it gives a lot of people, religion does the same thing,
yep.
It gives a lot of people an escape and it gives them a time to take their brain away from their normal lives because most people's lives are pretty boring when they're like at work, you know, the 9-to-5 stuff and the commute and all that. And then when Saturday comes is a famous 3 words, then they all put their blue hat on or their red hat on and they go down to the stadium and they shout at people and they get incredibly upset about things that don't matter. Like offside decisions that go, like all you hear on the radio, I listen to sports radio constantly, all you hear on the radio is every day somebody's moaning about some decision and all the fans of Team A think it's a good decision and all the fans of Team B think it's a bad decision and they all phone up and argue with each other. That is just people wanting to get away from their normal life,
that
right?
Makes sense.
So there's loads of people that love shouting into thin air. No one really cares. Everyone's forgotten on Tuesday what happened on Monday because there's another bloody game on, right?
Hmm.
Cricket is more in England, so I've seen extremely passionate fans in the subcontinent. I've seen Indian fans and Sri Lankan fans and Pakistani fans, incredibly vociferous, flag waving, jumping up and down. England fans don't really do that. It tends to be you get that at the end of the day because they're drunk, and you don't at the start of the day because they've just got off the train at 10:30 or whatever in the morning. And I think there are more people that go to cricket for a fun day out rather than I really want this cricket team to win. Because bear in mind, if you're going to a test match, you don't see a result for 80% of the days that you go to in a cricket match. You're just there to watch cricket. And you tend to find that the people there, they sit all day and what you're actually doing, because men are pretty rubbish at talking to each other and catching up properly. If you go and watch the cricket with someone you only see once every 6 months, you catch up for 8 hours.
Yeah.
There's a cricket match there.
Yes.
That's what it gives you an excuse to actually talk to your mates, because you don't have to look at them. You don't have to make eye contact. You don't have to pretend that you're there to talk, which is what women might do, perhaps. You are going to watch the cricket. Yep. But really, you're sat there chatting to your mates for 8 hours, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Also, because as Jared mentioned, the discreteness of sports, cricket, kind of gives you that opportunity also. Because after the 4 minutes, there's an end of an over. Good 1 minute break. You can take your breather. You can talk to your mates. Then concentrate back on the game. Whereas you don't get that chance in football because it's all the time running. You just cannot. Like, for example, you can. If a movie is going on or some other event is going on, you can actually switch off, switch on between a cricket match and that event also at the same time because of the discreteness. But you can't do that with a football match. It's just not possible.
There's one thing that I think is interesting here is you talked about the tribalism. I think there are a lot of football fans who are much more interested in the tribalism than they are the sport, right? So the tribalism matters to them. And I think when you get a hardcore cricket fan, right? And I probably put baseball fans in this as well from the interactions I've had over the years. I think hardcore cricket fans and baseball fans are actually more into the hardcore nature of the sport itself and knowing everything. It's very rare for you to meet a hardcore cricket fan, right, who doesn't actually know a fair bit about cricket. Mm. Whereas if you meet a hardcore football fan, they don't always actually know that much and they go every week. And yet the cricket fan won't go every week.
You've only got to listen to them on the radio. But to hear these phone-ins, again, I listen to them a lot, and something wrong with my brain, but I listen to them a lot, and you hear, and you're like, well, the things that you're saying are definitely wrong. On TalkSport, there's a show, very, very popular, it's a hugely popular radio station, but the two presenters of the main football show in the evening are like clickbaity. Yeah. Basically, they're rage-baiting people.
I wouldn't say that as a TalkSport alumni.
Well, that's how the whole show's set up, right? It's for people to phone in and argue with them because they're saying maddening stuff. Right? And it's a good business model, right? I get it. But yeah, you hear those football fans. But there are some football clubs who are associated with, people only going, like Millwall, for example, or West Ham or Leeds or whatever, of just going for thuggery and going for carnage. Whereas cricket fans, I've been to baseball games in America. It's a really good experience where you have guys and girls, very much like you do at cricket, where somebody is just scoring. And that's them chilling, right? They're sat there and they're scoring every pitch. Have you seen that? Every pitch. And if you've never seen cricket before, you go, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. But
if you have seen cricket, you can totally identify with that. It must be really relaxing. They've got a book of the whole season. Mm. And I was like, that looks like a really good way to retire, is just go down the ballpark, watch a few pitches.
It gives you that vibe also. Like, I have so many friends who would say it would be a dream job for them if they could actually retire and can travel the world, see matches, be a part of the ecosystem. That's the kind of vibe it gives. I have a small story also. A friend of mine, I clearly remember 15 years back, I was just sitting with him and he's a hardcore Manchester United fan. So I casually said Man U and he was offended. He said, like, how the hell can you call it Man U? So it's not Man U because Man U gives you the vibe of Dash you. So that's the reason he got offended on that, asking why the hell it's like that. And an Indian sitting in Ludhiana being so passionate about a club in England was something which is unimaginable. And at that time, IPL was not
that big.
I live 15 minutes from Manchester. I've never heard that ever. Man U is one way to refer to that red team. That's fine.
Can I tell you my favourite story about cricket and football? So when we were covering a tour for TalkSport, who doesn't do rage baby talk clickbait?
They absolutely do.
Not when I'm on. we were in Sri Lanka, and I think we were in Dambulla, so a long way from Colombo. And I looked it up, and in Colombo, Sri Lanka were playing Malaysia in football. And I was like, I just have to go. I really want to see this. Yeah. I don't know anything about sport in Sri Lanka outside of cricket, right? I really want to see this. So I got a car and I went out there overnight. I had to get my press accreditation for the football. I met the chairman of Sri Lankan football because I was so shocked at why some random white guy had turned up the day before the game to get press accreditation. Went into the ground, watch it. But what was fascinating to me is Sri Lankan football fans cheer like it's cricket. So when something happened, a turnover, a good tackle, good pass, whatever it be, like it was a cricket moment, and then they would just be deathly silent.
What about when a goal goes in?
Yeah, no, then they would go up again. But you know what I mean? It wasn't like a normal football thing where the crowd was like up and down. And there was no constant noise.
It's interesting.
And they actually had one of the Papare bands in there as well, because there was, they were so cricket coded. Anyway, there we go. I think what we're really saying here is that cricket has a different kind of hardcore fan than other kinds of hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Are they the hardcoreiest?
No.
That's for you to decide.
No, they're not. It's...
That was my exit.
Yeah, okay, fine. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.